Now to the Unger Report. This past weekend, special emergency sessions in both the House and Senate did not escape the scrutiny of weekend warrior Brian Unger, who thinks Congress may be onto something.
On weekends, most Americans relax. They watch TV, they take in a movie, socialize, or shop. Not Congress. This past weekend, there was a lot of work around the House to do, and in the Senate, as Congress took on the seemingly intractable legal and political right-to-die issue. They drafted a bill, the president left Crawford for the Capitol to sign it, all on one weekend and at the start of a two-week Easter break. I vacuumed the inside of my car this weekend. Congress waded into an ethical, moral, and political dilemma as old as man. Either I can do more, or government should stop working so hard. Wherever one comes down on the Schiavo case, one couldn't help notice how fast the federal government works when it wants to, and how much it can accomplish on Saturday and Sunday. One-third of employed Americans work on weekends, according to the U.S. Labor Department. That doesn't include projects in, outside, or around the house. Most weekend laborers have a bachelor's degree or higher and aren't working for an hourly wage. This could imply that millions of Americans are doing some pretty heavy intellectual lifting on the weekends. Otherwise, millions are doing just plain old heavy lifting on weekends. Stripping, varnishing, washing, moving, and cleaning. But for Congress, weekend work is a special emergency. I'd like to think I had a special emergency this weekend in my sock drawer. Its disorganized chaos has been a nagging, insurmountable problem. But no emergency, nothing special. Just a job that needed to get done, and today I can honestly say my socks match. If problems are mismatched socks, then Congress has a lot of drawers to go through, but still, somehow, attending to them on a weekend is special and an emergency. Not the case for my sock drawer or corporate America's either. Throughout the book Disney War, Chairman Michael Eisner, the Disney board, and executives are portrayed working regularly on weekends, tackling issues like reorganizing and hiring. The book is loaded with stories of working weekends during which major decisions were made on issues like corporate succession and acquisitions. It depicts Disney board members and executives departing early from weekend and vacation homes in Aspen, in Martha's Vineyard, and leaving trout streams across America to address important issues facing the company. No emergency, nothing special, just a tireless devotion to Mickey Mouse. In fact, there's an old saying at Disney, if you don't like coming in on Sunday, don't bother coming in on Monday. Now, Social Security or health care, these aren't Mickey Mouse issues, but I bet you over-delivered pizzas at some nose-to-the-grindstone weekend work sessions, Congress could fix these and other issues. The president has already shown he'll fly on a Sunday to sign a bill into law. So, as Congress comes off its working weekend on behalf of one citizen in Florida, consider what could be achieved for millions in America. Call it special or an emergency, and the rest will continue to call it the 7-day work week. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
You can hear all the Unger Reports and everything else we've ever broadcast on this program at our website, npr.org.